Tuesday. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the See You Next Tuesday podcast. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Shay.
What's up?
Oh my gosh, I hate the intros, dude. It's so awkward because I'm always like, cool.
I know. I also feel like I'm an actress because I'm like, hi, da, da, and then we stop and I go, so.
No, same.
Glad we got that over with.
Right. So Shannon and I went to Breakaway last weekend. We had so much fun.
It's a music festival.
Yeah.
Small music festival that happens in Tennessee. Well, it happens in many places. I think it's like Charlotte, Tennessee.
I think so too.
That's all I know.
And it hasn't been to Nashville in a minute.
No, at least that's what the lady said to us.
Yeah, it was my first like EDM concert.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is even called. So I was like, I didn't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. And I had a freaking blast. I had so much fun.
They're so much fun.
Yeah. Like, I get it now.
I know. She's a festival girl now.
I see what I've been missing. First of all, the fits ate down. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Shannon, for bringing me those IMGA pants. Yep. I wore a little see-through IMGA, like, lacy moment with, like, a black thong. And you could kind of see through.
Super casual.
So, and it was so cute. And I felt so good. And I was like, okay, this is acceptable here. Like,
yeah.
I can have a see-through pants and a thong on, and nobody gives a crap.
Truly, you were like, oh my god, it's like see-through, whatever, blah, blah. We get there, right as we step out of the Uber, there's a girl wearing a thong.
Straight up, literally, and like, I was like, fishnet. Oh, so this is modest.
Yeah, I said, and you said, maybe I should, like, you know, take my off jacket.
Take off my shirt. I had, like, a bathing suit, like, tank top, or, I guess, bathing suit, I don't know, what is it called? Like a
bralette
yes. on underneath. And so I like took my shirt off and I was like, but then I was like, oh my God, I'm scared. Put my shirt back on. We digress. We had a great time.
We did. I'm so happy because like I always go to Bonnaroo with like Will.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's so much fun, but it's so fun with a girl.
It's always everything with just a girly pop is just, I'm sorry, it makes me giddy
because we're just bopping around.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my god, we're gonna do this, oh my god, do you want to go down to like the crowd? Yeah, let's go down to the crowd. Also, I think we said last time we went with Celsius.
Yep.
Also the best.
Oh my god, literally we had like a whole table of sounds horrible above everybody else.
I know, it literally was like, hey,
yeah,
here's table service. And there's like, what, five tables?
Yeah.
And the whole music festival.
And we had like Grey Goose. We had garage beer.
Oh my God, I'm dying. I literally looked at the Celsius rep and he was like, hey, we're going to get another bottle. Like, is Grey Goose good with you guys? And Shay's like, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, yeah. And I go, can I get a beer? And he's like, oh my God, yeah, of course. And I was like, yeah. And thank you.
So they bring one.
And then the second time I was like, went up to the like bottle girl and the Celsius rep was talking to her at the same time. And I tapped her on the shoulder. I was like, excuse me, can I get another one of these beers? And she's like, yeah, yeah, of course.
They brought her.
They came back with five beers.
Five beers in a bucket. Shannon bucket.
Yeah, in my brain, it felt like two buckets. That's how many beers that I was like, they brought out for just me. And I was like,
yeah, it was iconic. It was like, everybody else was like, well, first of all, there were people that were taking shots and they were like, you guys want a shot? And I was like, no. And they were like, take a shot. And I was like, no. And they were like, come on, take it. And I was like, no.
No. Yeah, we were like, I mean, call us lame, but I hate a shot.
A vodka shot? I would rather jump off this balcony than take a vodka shot.
Yeah. And they were literally like, meanwhile, I'm holding my garage beer.
And
they're like,
look.
They're like, take a shot. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I go,
I didn't have any drink in my hand. And then they were like, okay. Cheers, everybody. And I was like, faking a drink. And I was like,
fake cheers.
Yeah, fake cheers.
He said, put your hand up. And then I literally, with my beer, I was like, yeah, cheers. But I was like, no, I don't want a shot. I'm drinking beer. Does it look like I want a shot?
Yeah, no, I want a Celsius and I want a rage.
Yeah.
Like,
I want to be alive at least a little bit tomorrow.
A little bit. But you know what? I was really impressed with Tiesto because that was
so fun.
It was so iconic. And I don't know. I guess I just don't really listen to a bunch of EDM type styled music. And so I didn't know what to expect. And I didn't know if they like made their own songs. But I love how he took like popular songs and just remixed it.
You got two different sides of it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like levels to it, of course. Like, Louis the Child did more of like, they leaned heavy in on the beats.
On the techno,
and,
baby.
Yeah. They like, not full like dubstep, but they were like leaning into the beats. And then Tiesto took the complete opposite approach, which was I was hoping he would do, because he's much right. more of a house music type EDM.
My style.
Me too. Yeah. I love a...
You explained it so well.
I go, this is how house is. You sing, 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 beat drops, it's fun, it's party. Sing, sing, sing. And I go, Louis the Child was sing Dude. For 2 seconds. And I was like... And I'm literally like,
and you know what? I was looking forward to Louis the Child because I've listened to them for so long. And then they were like playing, I swear to God, they had at least 3 of drop the beat. And I was like, oh my God, yeah. please don't.
It was brutal. I mean, some people do like it. And I'm like, respect. That's just not my thing. I don't like it's, there's only so long you can bop.
Right. And like people love to do their cool little, you know, flailing dances, and I love that for you, but I don't see it. I like to sing.
I like to scream, and then the beat drum, that feeling that you get when the buildup is coming and you're like, you're singing along and you're like, yes.
You know
yes.
what I was thinking? Oh my God. Have you seen the Zac Efron music or Zac Efron movie?
Yes. I know exactly what you're talking about.
That
so good.
Is what when I fell in love with house music, like that end beat that he did mm-hmm. or end mix, I was like,
that's with Emily Reddit. Yes. Yeah. And they have that scene where they're at the music festival.
Yep.
Yeah. I love that movie.
That movie is literally iconic, and I want to watch it again this week. That
something,
made me think of
something about Friends. That's the name of it. Something Friends.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I just know the Zac Efron house music movie.
It's great.
It's so good. You guys have to wait. I have to look it up so that I can recommend it to you guys.
Yeah. It's
Zac
a lot of
Efron.
Fun. And also, that's, again, the type of like EDM music that we like and I like. And that whole thing.
Okay, it's called We Are Friends. It's from 2015. This is like, oh my God, it's just so good.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely watch it. If you don't love house music, I feel like this movie will
not hit
love it.
Oh,
make you love it.
I mean that too. I was gonna say not hit, but
it will hit because it's Zac Efron and Emily Reddick.
Well, yeah, that you can't. Yeah. Well, I was gonna say if you're open to house music, it'll make you fall in love with it.
100%. If you're open to it.
If you're against it and you like don't understand that whole like.
But that's the thing about it. And what I loved most about it is it like kind of made it was like a journey to like his like music and like mm-hmm. creating this music. And it was just so beautiful. I love him so much. Anyway, so Breakaway was so much fun. We had a blast, and then we went to freaking Flamingo afterwards. Partied some more. If you want to go to a fun bar and dance in Nashville, that's the way to go.
Flamingo is so fun.
It's for the girls, babes.
If you're a guy,
actually,
you should go because it's fun. And
your girlfriend wants to go to a place like
your
this.
Your girlfriend wants to have
Take
a fun
her.
Time.
Oh, but my God. We blew past this. So first of all, we're at the... Breakaway, right? And we went down to kind of like the front for Tiesto because we were really excited. And like, of course, they're like, there are the douchiest of guys there. And like, that's the only way that I can phrase it. I'm sorry, there are. And so one guy came up to us and they were like, what's up? Like EDM music. They're like, what's up? What's your name? And I was like, this is my girlfriend. And they're like, that's cool. And then he won't leave. And so I like, we like kind of scoot away as much as we can. And then he's like, how long y'all been dating? And I was like, 1.5 years. And he's like, oh, okay. Like you can tell he was skeptical.
And he's like slowly starting to believe it.
Yeah, right. And then I just kept like, I kept being like, yeah, this is my girl. And then I like got a little closer to Shannon and I was like, oh my God. You're
like, she like grabs my hand and we're like dancing with our hand, holding our hands. And I'm like,
and then
you can feel this guy being like, wait.
Slowly backing away.
He's like, wait a second. I think they're actually dating.
Right. Oh, and we put on a show.
Oh, yeah. And the way that this man leans over to me and just fist bump.
Right.
I said, I mean, I'll fist bump you if
I know.
You leave
We're
me
definitely
al- if you
straight.
Leave me alone.
But yeah. At least you're an ally. Right?
Yeah. I said, respect, honestly.
And then he walked the hell away.
Yeah.
Thank God for it, because we were like, oh, my God, we just want to be girly pops and dance here. Like, I don't want to speak to you or look at you or anything.
Also, like,
or get near your sweaty, stinky body.
Yeah. Also, like, what a... As a guy, you really think in the middle of a Tiesto set at a music festival is right before the beats drop and it's like, din, 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 and he's like, hey,
yeah,
you're really pretty. And it's like, what?
Geez. Like, thank you. But like, God, leave me alone.
You're like, thanks.
And they're like, what are you doing after this? I'm going home to my kid.
Yeah.
That's my move every time. I'm a mother. And then they're like, walk away. It's so great. I'm like,
she like flashes her background and I'm like, I'm her girlfriend.
Yeah. We have an adopted son.
That's my kid.
Yeah. So anyways, if you ever see us out, trust me, we're not looking to talk to you men.
No.
Girlies, no. Come up.
Yep.
Come
girls hang. Are fun.
Hang. Anyways, so moving on. I literally am shitting a brick. And you want to know why?
I want to know why.
And I feel like you are too, but because of the Victoria's Secret fashion show.
I have so many thoughts. One being the fact that I missed it.
Yeah, straight up, I should have texted you. I was too busy though, so I did like a get ready with me, Victoria's Secret, get ready with me while I was watching the show. So like I was booked and busy, computer on the show, phone recording, mm-hmm. light on. I was booked and busy, but I should have texted you because oh my God, it was the Victoria's Secret show.
I'm so happy that they're like actually bringing it back, because the way that was appointment TV for, I watched that with my parents. I said, I'd be walking out of school and be like, I know what tonight is. It was always December that it came on, I thought, too.
Well, they did a lot of like Christmas stuff, holiday stuff, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that, too. But oh, my freaking God, dude. It was, when I tell you, chills down my body. I think that I started crying when Adriana Lima came out. I have it on video. I started tearing up. I was like,
it's just, it's so nostalgic because yes. like growing up, and I feel like girls our age, maybe some guys too, our age, like truly, like we sat down and watched that. Like,
oh
and,
yeah,
and
we were
lived through it. Like I was like, I want to be one of them. I want
a pair of wings.
I want everything. I want that.
I know.
What's it called?
Oh my God, the $1 million bra.
Thank
or
you.
Something.
Yeah, what is it? Oh. Was it Dream Bra?
Dream Bra, something like that. Yeah, I remember that. They didn't do that this time, I don't think. Oh, I'd have curious. To look it up. But what is cool, this time they did shoppable links. So like everything the girls were wearing, you could literally go on Amazon, go on Victoria's Secret and buy their look. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
I loved it because their looks were like hot.
Yeah.
And they even brought Bella Hadid out of retirement, baby.
Oh, she Bella was Hadid in there. Was in it?
Bella Hadid, Gigi Hadid started the show. When I tell you, my jaw fell to the motherfucking floor because her wings were massive.
Okay.
Then they like stretched out.
I was going to say, I'm picturing like the classic, like in like,
yes.
I think it was like 2010s or even, I don't even know, maybe before that. But there were the wings that were
huge.
Quite literally like to the ceiling.
They were literally, yeah.
Massive.
You could tell she was like almost struggling. Girl had it on lock, but she was almost struggling to walk because they were heavy. But my God, they were worth it every single time. I mean, I'm telling you, I hope that they keep doing this every single year and like just putting a good twist on it. It was so amazing. And I just felt so giddy. Again, I felt so nostalgic.
I know.
Beautiful.
I can't wait to watch it tomorrow.
I know. So I did get a comment or a DM and they were kind of wondering, because she was like, you guys are both beautiful girls. And I just want to know like your beauty secrets or your beauty maintenance. And so I thought that would be a good, fun little chat because we're both a little high maintenance.
I was just like, girl, I'm high maintenance.
You are like high maintenance. You're the kind of high maintenance that I want to be, because it's high maintenance so you can be low maintenance.
Exactly. I'm like crazy high maintenance. I'm like, if I'm not on my microphone, if I'm not on my schedule, I go a little cuckoo.
I feel.
Just a little bit. I'm like, but yeah, no, I have. Literally, I get my nails done every 3 weeks, pretty much on the dot.
You know, you're the reason why I started doing my nails the way that I do.
It makes me so happy.
Seriously, I met this bitch one time. The first thing I said was, oh my God, your nails look amazing. She said, they're natural. I said,
I do remember
what?
That.
Literally, you've altered my life. You have. Because
I'm sorry to your bank account.
No, seriously.
So
every 3 weeks, that's like norm.
Yeah, I feel like
a little early. I go like...
She goes early.
Mine go a little bit long though, where they shouldn't. Like usually I'll get a French mani so that I can go longer, because I hate going to the nail salon, honestly. I started doing my own pedicures though, and that's
fun. Nice. I don't get pedicures. I honestly should get them. Like, because I work out so much, like,
yeah,
I need to get pedicures. But
you're not an open-toed gal.
I'm not. I'm a boot gal.
Yep.
I'm a boot sneaker gal.
Yes, honey.
Until I'm wearing an open-toe heel and I say, I should get a pedicure.
No, my toes are raunchy as shit. And so I have to upkeep those like crazy. But I just love to. I used to do my nails by myself and when I was like super broke. And I got it down, babes. I got the whole kit. And it's great. I love doing my pedis at home. Manny's, I don't feel like doing that. It's a lot harder.
It's so hard with your hands and everything.
Yeah, left and right. Okay, what else?
What else do I do? Oh, I get my eyebrows done.
And
probably like every 3-ish weeks. And then every 6 to 8 weeks, I get eyebrow lamination.
Yeah, no, your eyebrows always are so good. I do my lamination at home.
I mean,
I'm such a DIY girl, but I'm high maintenance in a way that I'm like, I do everything right at home.
Yeah.
But I just,
my brow girl would pass away.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, it's not the best. I jacked mine up this past week, but it's
lamination?
Okay. My plucking.
Oh, see, I'm terrified. I like, unless I have like one random straggly hair, I'll pluck it. But right. Other than that, I'm like terrified to pluck my own eyebrows.
Yeah. What does your hair maintenance look like?
I get a haircut every, I'm crazy now that I'm saying all this out loud. I get a haircut every 10 to 12 weeks.
Okay, beautiful. Your hair's so healthy.
Oh, thank you. It's been a journey.
Dude, I think it has been for everyone. Like everyone has that time where they're like, either something happens to their hair that they have to recover. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I'm always on a recovery journey.
Well, I swear, like, maybe it's getting older. I've been told that it's getting older, or like, you have just more stress in your life as you get older. But like, I lost so much hair. Mm-hmm. Like, from I was probably like 25, I started just shedding hair. And
was it
like,
when you moved here? I feel like that would be like a big stress.
Around the time I moved here. And I just was like, I went to the doctors. It was like a lot, like aggressive, where I was like getting really concerned. And I remember I went to the doctors and I did a whole blood panel and everything. And they were like, it's fine. Like you're like, everything's good. It's probably just stress and all this stuff. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And then I went to the dermatologist and they were like looking at it and they're like, you're not balding. Like you're literally like your hair's just falling out and then there's new growth behind it.
Okay.
So I was like, thank God. But then I started like sleeping in a silk bonnet.
Right.
Like doing hair masks, like not washing my hair, doing like literally everything I can. But to be honest, getting my hair cut in the beginning, it was every 6 to 8 weeks. And now I've moved every 10 to 12.
Because you want it to grow.
Yes.
I love that. I'm trying to grow my hair out too, because it was postpartum was when I started losing my hair. And I still have like balding around my hairline.
Really?
Yeah, it was really bad. That's actually the reason why I first got.
You would literally never know.
That's why I first got bangs, bitch, is because I tried to cover it up.
Really?
It was so bad. And I still deal with it, but like a little bit. But it's definitely this past year, actually, which is crazy because Rome's like almost 4. This past year is when it really is starting to grow back and I can tell a difference. But like, that's why a slick back bun has got to always be low.
Oh, I'm a low. I think maybe this is just me guessing, but when I do a slick back bun and you know how you like slick it back that way,
I look bald
yeah. Because I think I have balding from a swim cap.
Oh yeah, that makes
sense.
Because
it was always pulling my hair,
pull it right back. But I got bangs for that reason, and then I started taking actually Nutrafol, and that's been crazy. Like, I'm on my second month.
I took Nutrafol too.
And I'm
think
so excited.
This is not an ad, but it sounds like it. Nutrafol is truly the best thing I've ever done.
Seriously. Like, I don't know if this is maybe just like me brainwashing myself, but I feel like my entire head of hair feels healthier.
No, I 100%.
I'm losing less hair because I don't wash my hair often. Like, I wash my hair twice a week, maybe. And then when I wash my hair that one time or twice a week, I get a lot of shedding. Mm-hmm. And because I haven't washed my hair, I have a lot of products. So like, it just kind of is like getting all that, you know, I guess gross hair out.
Yeah.
But it hasn't been shedding nearly as much since I've been taking Nutrafol.
No.
So I'm excited about that.
No, I think I did Nutrafol for 6 months, maybe.
Okay.
I did like that 6 month commitment subscription or whatever.
Hell yeah.
And like I noticed the biggest difference. I literally took photos too. Yeah. Like, and also like, it wasn't, not to say it wasn't just Nutrafol, but like I started getting my hair cut.
I
didn't dye it for like a year and a half or whatever, which I guess is the other thing, is I guess I get my hair done, like dyed and colored or whatever, every like 6 months maybe.
Okay. That adds up. I mean, your hair looks gorge.
I just am very low maintenance with my hair.
Yeah.
Like, I just, even now it's like, it's been a long time since I've gotten it done.
We're the opposite on that, girl.
Yeah.
I like am booking. I just, I go to Phil again. Shout out Phil.
Well, Phil was the last one that dyed my hair.
Yeah.
That's how long ago I got it
done.
That
was like beginning of summer.
Right? I think. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. But I go like, because my natural is so dark and then I want it so light, I have to go so often. But I'm trying to grow it out. Like, I really want, like, oh, I just want long, luscious, blonde, like, freaking hair. Like, don't that's we all? I want so bad. And I don't want to get extensions. I've had extensions before.
Don't do it.
Dude, it made my hair the thinnest it's ever been.
I have heard.
And I was pregnant. And so, like, my hair should be the thickest. Nope. Extensions ruined my hair. Mm-mm. Anyway, but I am trying to get on that Botox train soon.
I do. That's my next regimen. I feel like this is like, Shannon, what do you do?
No, this is me learning.
Yeah. I also get Botox, and that's different for everyone. So do
ask
what you're injected. My biggest advice about Botox is do your research on who you're getting injected by, because like that's your face. Mm. And don't go to the cheapest. It's expensive. We all know this, but like sometimes the cheapest isn't the best. And then also like start modest.
Yeah.
Don't like full throttle it, because sometimes things that you think need to be fixed on your face, you'll quickly find out that's what makes you pretty.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. I agree.
I made that mistake and I got a lip flip because I do have a gummy smile. I'm aware.
The cutest gummy smile I've ever seen in my life. But it's like hardly, but like I'm obsessed with your smile.
When I like geek out smile, I'm like, oh my God, like it's gummy. But I got a lip flip because I'm so insecure about it. And I did it right before one of my brother's weddings. And I tell you, I can't even look at a single photo from that wedding because I don't look like myself. Like my smile's not normal. It's like very dead. Oh, it's awful.
You don't look like yourself. Smiling so bright anymore.
Because it like your face... like it's like killing the muscles
right there
to raise your lip, and yeah. So suddenly you're not expressing as much as you normally would. And I know. I'm like, that's so sad.
See, that's my thing with Botox is like I'm a very expressive person. Mm-hmm. Like with my face I make a bunch, like I talk with my facial expressions, like that's
I learned this about you when we started filming TikToks together, and I said, God, I need to start expressing my face more. She's over here like,
I get into it. And that's why I said I could always be an actress, because mm-hmm. I'm like very expressive. But I want to do Botox just to like diffuse lines. Like I can tell like maybe around here and like my forehead, but just to like kind of simple ease Botox. It a little bit. Yeah,
that's what I do.
But I'm always afraid it'll like, I don't know, dull my facial expressions. But
no, and that, well, and then that goes back to what I said, like do your research, and also just like don't be afraid to talk to your injector either, because like if you want something more natural, like that mm-hmm. they're happy to do that. Mm-hmm. So it's like I always say that I'm like, I don't want my face to be frozen. I want to be able to like move my eyebrows. I want to look like mm-hmm. oh my God, yay. Like, so you just, yeah, you just have to have that conversation with whoever's sticking a needle in your face.
Right. I haven't gotten any work done. So I always get this question too. Like people think that I've gotten my lips done. People mm-hmm. think I've gotten a lot done actually. But the only thing that I've gotten done are my boobies, because after I breastfed, they were like very uneven, very low. And like this isn't a flex. I just have never had confidence issues. Obviously I felt insecure here and there, but I've never really had like confidence issues.
This isn't a flex, that's the way.
It's not a flex, it's just something that I never really thought of. And maybe it was just because I was raised around like such beautiful, empowering, lovely mm-hmm. women, like all of my sisters, all of my cousins. I honestly did not have a lot of men around, and so like a lot of those, like I don't know, I guess embedded insecurities weren't in me. So I didn't have a lot of insecurities until after I breastfed, because I was like, I can't even look at myself in the mirror. I hated mm-hmm. every video I did. I hated every outfit I put on. I hated it so much. But I will say like, that's one thing that I will never regret ever, because it has made my confidence boost like a million times over. And I just feel more, I felt back to myself. I felt yeah. normal. So that was, I got the lift with like implants, and I still have like a little bit of scarring, which is like the only thing that I would say I wish I didn't have to do was the lift yeah. because it is like big scars, but they've faded a lot. And I feel like that's one thing that I never regretted, but I've not gotten anything done. I think the only thing I'd want is like some Botox, girl.
Yeah. I haven't gotten anything done either besides the Botox.
Yeah. I feel like I'm like wanting to do it, because I don't, every time, you even said when you get Botox and you do your makeup,
oh my God, it's the most, it's beautiful. It's like the best feeling when that Botox like kicks in, like whatever, in that, within that first week or whatever, your forehead is like these, it's a baby's bottom.
Ugh, it's it is just, like it's not going anywhere. Not going anywhere, no creasing, nothing.
Nothing.
And here I am like...
your makeup setting powder, who?
Girl.
Like, it's just your makeup is... Oh, it's so clean and pristine.
I want to feel that feeling.
Since, I mean, not many people ask me this, very few, because I don't have that many people following me.
Tell me.
But, I mean, I think you've said it to me before. I have not gotten a nose job.
Girl.
Everyone thinks that if there's one thing I did get done is a nose job, I just got that Cindy Lou Who nose.
It doesn't give nose job. It just gives the most perfect nose I've ever seen in my life. Like, side profile hits from the front. Perfection. Literally, I'm obsessed with you. Will you be my girlfriend?
Yeah. I thought we were dating. Mm. Year and a half.
Year and a half.
But yeah, no, that's the one thing that, like, you've asked me that. Not asked me, but you were like, I thought you got a nose job. And I was like, no.
Yeah.
No, I never did.
It was a compliment.
When people say that to me, I'm like, tell me more. What else do you think I've gotten done that's not done? It's just me.
Right. Genetics. No, you're literally just gorgeous.
Thank you, mom and dad.
Yep. Shout out mom and dad.
Yeah.
Love you. Anyways, I feel like that's like our beauty. I mean, we're high maintenance, but the more I'm like becoming older, I feel like this is so normal.
Yeah, there's every girl I know does this stuff. Yeah. Oh, wait, forgot to add in.
Ooh.
I'm psycho when it comes to this. Tanning. Moose tanning, not bed tanning.
Moose tanning 100% because I'm a sunscreen freak lately.
Same.
Yeah, and I feel like that's made my skin a lot clearer too. But I am upset you also got me on a routine because I thought it was just more like do it for events. Oh, but no. Now I'm like, I cannot live without it.
It's bad. Like I'm a weekly tanner.
Oh, 100%. Me too. And I'm like, oh, well, if I have something on Tuesday and on Sunday, do I tan twice?
Like, the way that you've thought, like, I tan today. And that's probably why it's slowly setting in. As we've done this podcast, I've gotten darker.
You can watch from the beginning to the end. My tan is setting in.
I will be a different skin tone.
Also,
that's why we did the yellow set today.
Are you going to be, ooh, you look good. Are you going to be tanning before Sunday?
I might tan again Saturday.
Okay, I think so too.
Yeah.
See, okay, that's like my highest maintenance of things. I will be tan.
Tanning is one of the most high maintenance things that regimen that you have to get on. Oh my god, not even have to get on, we're just crazy about it. Why does our society like to be tan? I don't know.
I like a sun kiss, baby.
Yeah, same. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, that's definitely a 100% need to have thing.
It annoys me, like sometimes I'm like,
I don't want to do this.
I'm like, I forgot to tan.
I know. No, today I was freaking out because I went in my bathroom, I planned out my day over my tan, I didn't have any more tanner, bitch. I had to run to the mall.
That's the worst. The mall. Yeah, oh wait, the mall's right there.
Yeah, I had to go to the mall and get a freaking tanner so that I can come back here and tan. But no, literally the way my heart sank, like I had my hair up, my little shower cap on, and I was like, yeah.
That's the worst. You're like butt naked in the bathroom ready to tan, and you just pick up the thing and you're like, shake it, because you use loving it. Tan too.
Yes.
I've also been doing this thing where, now this is so crazy.
Okay.
I put a 2-hour like dark express on my whole body. I put it on. And obviously I leave it on way longer than 2 hours.
Right.
This is where the little bit of crazy comes in. I take the normal like platinum ultra dark. I coat that right over the 2 hours.
And you're insane, but you look good. You
and
know
I
what?
Leave it on for 6.
Did I ever tell you though? Because I started my tanning regimen. Of course, Shannon influenced me on that because, like, girl looks damn good at all times. So of course, I started my tanning regimen after I met Nails and Tan from Shannon.
But sponsored.
I started tanning, and like, obviously, my tanner was just like messy, and I didn't know how to do it correctly at first, and so like, it was just a mess. And Jax was like, "You don't need to do that, baby. You look good." Mm. And I was like, "Well, Shannon does it," and he was like, "No, she doesn't. She's naturally tan."
Oh, that kills
I said,
me.
This Irish bitch. This is who you're talking to,
Shannon Howell.
Shannon Howell, you think is just naturally this tan, baby? Mm. No, babes. But thank you for asking that question about our beauty regimen, because that is our truth and our tea. We absolutely are obsessed, and it was self-care is what makes me happy.
Yeah, and if you want to know more,
DM us, baby. DM us.
You know where to go. If you really want to know my tan regimen that bad,
you know where to go.
Want to commit to it?
She'll send you a schedule, baby.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
It'll be an Excel sheet.
Oh, I love that. You should do a little course.
I start selling a tan course.
Oh, my God.
Tan with Shan.
I could definitely see you. I could see you literally doing like a brand. Okay, moving on to the watch of the week.
Yes.
Which I say mine, I'm not a religious watcher or a big fan. Hate to say, but Outer Banks came out.
I don't know what just came out of me.
Outer Banks came out. Yeah. I know you're dying to know, Shannon.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Maybe it's Jackson's fault because Jackson and I watched it together, but then I would fall asleep and he'd keep watching it. And so I was kind of just like watching it here and there, not really knowing exactly what's going on. But it's really good. It's like a fun show. Mm-hmm. It's hilarious to me, okay? Because each season there's a new treasure to find. And I'm like, BFFR. No, there's not.
Mm-hmm.
You're not finding all this treasure. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my thing. And then they're like, I don't know.
So here's my thing.
Tell me.
I 100% agree. I don't really like it.
I don't get the obsession.
It doesn't rope me in.
Me either. I don't think so at all. And I think it's like, I don't know.
I love that I just let you say your piece. So I was like, No, I agree because we didn't debrief on this at all. And
this is us debriefing.
Yeah. I literally was like, I hope she doesn't love it because I'm about to come out of the gate and be like, I don't really like it.
I don't love it. And like, if I were hooked, I would 100% go back, watch every episode in detail, like literally being focused. But this is the kind of show that I'm like, going on Revolve and shopping and like
it's background noise
100% because I just,
which is hard to follow when you do that.
It's yeah, well no, I'm like lost as fuck, but I think it's okay. It's like fun.
Yeah, so my thing is same exact boat as you. I watched season one. I sat down appointment TV. I was super excited for it when it first came out. And then
was that COVID when it came out?
Yes.
Oh,
because I watched it with my parents.
See, that season, I was in deep.
I was in it. And I was like, can't wait for season two, all this stuff. Season two came out. I think life was happening. And I just was like, I don't know. It just didn't do anything. It didn't pull me in again. And I was just like, whatever. And it's just so cheesy.
I know
it's like kind of supposed to be like that. But like, It's just hard. And then ever since season two, I like started season three, didn't really care that much. I didn't even finish season three.
I did not even finish season three. But then I started season four and I was like, okay, let's see what this is all about. And it's just like the same old, same old, I think. And that's why it's just like, maybe know when you're at your peak, know when to switch it up.
Well, I think that like, honestly, I think that before season four came out, they should have been like, hey, last season, like announced it. Like, this is last season. You know, we're going to end it here. But like, I feel like it's weird if they just end it. Like, I feel like they're going to do another season, but they're going to do that. They're going to be like, this is the last season, season five. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I'm just like, at this point, it's just the same thing again. And like, I don't know. I feel like the love stories are like fine, like whatever. I just am not in that deep. And again, here's my thing. Here's my truth, my tea. If I have a TV show on and it's good, I'm not falling asleep. I will watch it until I'm done. Or until I literally can't keep my eyes open anymore, and I fell asleep every time.
I 100% agree with that.
Right?
I also, in the same sentiment as that, I judge like TVs and TV shows and movies also like how much I look at my phone. If I suddenly am watching a TV show and I find myself on TikTok for the past 20 minutes and I go, this show probably sucks.
Yeah, it's not a good one.
If I'm in a movie theater and there's a movie on and I find myself literally looking at the time to see how long I've been there. I said, this movie sucks.
John Wick 3. That's a subtweet to you, baby.
John Wick 3. I can't.
We hate you.
I still am talking about that movie and we saw it like what, a year ago?
Yes. But you know what's unfortunate is it was my idea to go see it because I loved the first one.
That killed me.
Dude. And I was like literally walking out of the theater like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
This was also before like we were like close. Like we were good friends, but like we weren't like...
We didn't break that barrier.
I was like, Shay really wanted to see this movie. And I'm like, I hope she didn't like it. And then the lights come on. And I go, we're all like, I don't know. That was terrible. I talked about how bad that movie, it actually made me angry how bad that movie was.
At least though, there was a comedic relief because we were all giggling. We were like, every time
we were texting too about it, yes, while we were in the theater.
And like, that was the only thing that saved me that night, because I left being like, I'm such an idiot. Why would I recommend a stupid movie like this? I can't believe I did that. But then we left and we were all like cracking up because it was like, we were like, pew, pew, pew. And then they'd say the cheesiest line ever. And it was like, pew, pew, pew. And it was like, please.
he had like three, I know that's like the John Wick thing, is he doesn't really talk, but like the man literally said three lines.
No, I think it was literally he had like nine lines.
No, it actually is insane. He didn't talk at all. And you know what also killed me is the one besides the 45 minute opening fight scene was the way this man fell down the stairs for 20 minutes in one scene. He just kept falling. And then it was like he'd stand up on the platform and go, and then he'd keep falling. I'm like, how big is this staircase?
I swear to God, I don't think that movie's real. I will never get over how horrible it was. Like, I'm telling you, do not watch this movie unless you're ready to laugh. Like garden a little bit and then watch it and you'll have a good time. Like,
I think garden a little bit, that killed me.
It's so funny. The falling down the stairs, I will never forget it. I don't think that movie's real. Whoever did that, like, you got real nerve putting me through that.
Yeah, that was that was a wild movie.
And I talk about John Wick 3 every episode.
I was gonna say, it's like suddenly John Wick 3 is gonna be a part of every podcast.
Like, when we talk about a show or movie we hate, John Wick 3 will be in the part of that conversation.
Yeah, because John Wick actually, like, comparatively, Outer Banks is the best show, should win an award compared to John Wick.
No, straight up. But I don't know. Outer Banks, I don't know. I think it's just repetitive. I think it's just, like, not very... It's kooks and pogues, and, yeah, like, and it's the same old fight, same old thing. I just am not into it.
So, also, my thing is, it's really hard for me to watch because geographically, the show frustrates me because it's literally talking about where I went to college.
Oh, and really?
And none of it makes sense.
Didn't you go to Outer Banks, South Carolina, or North Carolina?
North Carolina.
North Carolina this summer?
No, like, literally, North Carolina is, like, the way I, like, my life. Yeah. Like, Outer Banks, North Carolina is, like, where we go vacation for the past, like, 20 years of my life. And then I went to school at UNC Wilmington. Mm-hmm. And they're like, Wilmington, we got to go to Wilmington to do this, or blah, blah, blah. And then Chapel Hill and all this stuff. And they're like, Figure Eight Island. They're talking about everything. Yeah, in that vicinity. And I'm like, none of this is in Outer Banks.
They're not going to the right places?
No, like, geographically, none of it makes sense.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And then on top of it, they didn't even film it in North Carolina. They filmed it in South Carolina. So I'm like,
make it make sense. Yeah. Could just film it where it's supposed to be filmed. That's an idea.
There's a reason they didn't, but we won't get into that.
Oh, tea. Yeah. And I'll ask you after this this up. Anyways, what was our... Oh, you wanted to tell me something about the Menendez brothers.
My God. You,
please, I'm on the edge of my seat.
Hold on to your seat.
Okay.
So my lovely aunt and uncle listened to our podcast.
Oh, love.
I know.
What are their names?
My Aunt Melissa and Uncle Paul.
Aunt Melissa, Uncle Paul, thank you for watching.
And
I'm going to go on the next vacation with Shannon. I'm going to be... her plus one.
Yeah, actually, that'd be a lot of fun.
I wanted to be this year, but I had to back it up.
She took a step back. She said, if someone cancels.
I guess your significant other can go.
Can meet the fam. Right. It's fine. Whatever.
I'm not mad.
Anyways, so my Aunt Melissa texts me.
Okay.
She obviously listens to the podcast. She goes, hey, Shannon, been loving your podcast. You two are amazing together. I love how I'm talking like she's like a...
I'm obsessed.
I'm amazing together. I thought you might find this picture interesting. Uncle Paul is in the back row, five kids on the left. Now look above the sign. Do you recognize someone related to your recent podcast? Now, I would show the picture, but it's very old.
Okay.
Picture. Okay. So like, you can probably barely see because it's super blurry.
Shut.
But...
shut up.
My uncle Paul is in the back row.
Okay.
On this side, whatever the side is.
Right?
Yep.
Okay.
Five in. He's got a little looking bowl cut situation going on. In the middle, above the sign of Princeton Day, is Eric Menendez.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So
wait, this one?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, That's insane.
So yeah, my uncle literally
went to school
with Eric Menendez. It keeps going.
Okay.
I was like, no way is that one of the Menendez brothers. And my aunt Melissa goes, yes, it is Eric. They lived in West Windsor for quite some time, which is like the area my mom and her brothers grew up.
Uh-huh.
And later in life, when Lyle was at Princeton, got kicked out, he lived at my friend's house, his aunt and uncle's. And I watched the movie Young Frankenstein with my friend and him. And he hung out with us at their pool.
Wait,
small world.
That's insane.
I was like,
free the Menendez brothers. Let him go hang out at the pool.
At the pool, watching Young Frankenstein. But she texted me that. It was like so out of the blue. I think it was this weekend. And I read it like 30 times. No, like I kept reading it and I was like, related to who?
No, here's my key though. You're strong for holding this information in until right now, because that is absolutely bizarre.
The way I was, so my aunt Melissa texted me that, I'm on the phone with my mom and I'm reading it over and over again. I go, no way.
Does your mom remember anything?
No. Well, okay. So my mom is the oldest of her. She has four younger brothers.
Yeah. Queen.
And this is her youngest. My uncle Paul is the youngest. So okay. He would be, and I was asking my mom, I was like, no way Uncle Paul went to elementary school with Eric Menendez. And my mom was like, no, like that actually lines up, because he would have been in high school when Eric Menendez killed their parents. And I said, oh my God, Uncle Paul was 18 when Eric Menendez was 18.
No, I'm like, this is rattling my brain right now. That's absolutely crazy.
My Aunt Melissa always just comes through just knowing.
Dude, random facts. I love people like that when they're just like, oh yeah, did you know?
You know what I also love is that, like, well, obviously they're my family, but, and I hope they would listen to the podcast, but like just people in general listening to the podcast and then texting me and being like, this and this about what I said, or like just reacting to it. It's tough because I really got to rack my brain, because I truly, when we finish this, done uploaded, I'm like, don't know what we talked about.
Oh, I know. Well, actually, I listen to it over and over again because I'm like so insecure. But here's my thing. Your fans and friends and family, way better than mine, baby girl, because I haven't gotten like one text other than Abby. Shout out Abby.
Yeah, shout out Abby.
But like,
I know, I got some ride or dies out there.
Straight up, you have gotten, each week, you have gotten, like, notes. You have gotten, like, I listened to this, guess what? You've gotten a Lyle Menendez, somebody who knows them.
I know, isn't that insane?
That's absolutely insane.
I don't know. Thank you, friends. I'd like to thank my friends, my family, for getting me to this point where Shay is jealous of my fans.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Well, Shannon has the See You Next Tuesday of the week. Mm-hmm. Okay. And she gave me the title of it. That's all that I got this week. So, or that's all that I got before she's going to tell me the story. And it's very odd. So Shannon, I will have you take the floor, baby.
We got, am I a See You Next Tuesday for not wanting to raise our newborn and 1-year-old as twins?
Let's just pause there. Let's just take a moment. What?
Yeah, literally.
Have you read this?
Oh, I've, yeah. I've,
oh, okay, okay, okay. Does it even make sense?
Okay, so a few weeks ago, my second son was born. He was somehow born on the exact day my 1-year-old was born. I thought this was a neat coincidence and joked about how much money we could save on birthday parties. My wife, however, is taking it a lot more seriously. She's set on the idea of raising our two boys as twins. She's always wanted twins, and she said the fact that they were born on the same day is a sign from God. She says if they're raised as the same age, they would be able to go to school together, having each other's backs, and believes that they would be closer as twins rather than just siblings. I told her I'd rather not psychologically torture my son for the rest of his life, but she's adamant that we will tell him when he grows up, and it's only so he can be closer to his brother now. I also brought up that they clearly do not look the same age, and she says by the time they're 1 and 2, no one will be able to tell the difference. Does she have any sort of point?
No. No.
The way I read this, and I, like, now you being a mom, I'll, like, can attest to age difference, but, like, my brother and sister-in-law just had a kid.
Yeah.
Like, seven-ish months ago. The amount this little boy, man, baby has grown from newborn baby to... He's a full-grown man, should be getting a job.
No, it's insane. Rent. Like, get your briefcase, let's go.
Yeah, get out there. But I'm like, 1 to 2?
1 to 2 is like, you can tell. But, yeah. I mean, if the two-year-old is small... The thing is with, like, 0 to 1, though. So 0 to 1 is actually the fastest that they'll grow in their life until mm-hmm. they hit puberty as boys.
Boys, yeah.
I guess as boys. Yeah, I don't know if it's the same as girls. But so from 0 to 1, drastic. Like, you'll be able to tell that first year. They're obviously not twins. Like, when you're 2, you're like, you're a chubby baby. You're walking around like,
give me food. Don't, you know? They like kind of walk when they're 2? Do they walk when they're 1?
They walk, I want to say, when they're like 1.5, maybe 1. I'm not sure. I can't remember.
So, like,
honestly.
How are you going to say this is twins and one's tummy time and the other one's walking?
No, exactly. That's my point. And also my point is the psychological screwing of your kids. Like, I can see it now. The TikTok. My mom lied about us being twins.
Literally. I mean, the kid will go viral when he's older.
It may help him in the sense of he will get views.
Yeah. But he'll get brand deals. Suddenly he's working with Chipotle.
Suddenly, yeah, right. Like, I mean, that I can already see it now, though. Like, that is, like, absolutely insane, I think.
I read that and I actually, like, couldn't believe what I was reading. And I'm like,
here's my thing. Would you want a twin?
No.
No.
No. I mean, being a twin is... Like, me wanting a twin?
Yeah, like, would you want a twin?
Neither. I would neither want to birth a twin, nor would I want to be a twin.
Because she's like, they'll be closer in school, and I'm like...
My thing is, like, you would still be close to your sibling that's 1 year younger.
Yeah, but I think that maybe it's just me, but I'm also too competitive and too individual that, like... My thing is my thing. And mm-hmm. like my sisters, we never hung out with each other's friends. Like, if we hung out with each other's friends, like, fists are up. We're like squaring up.
They're
right
my
now.
Friend.
They're my friends. You're not allowed near them. You're not allowed to talk to them. So, like, I'm thinking twins have lived together all their life.
They're
obviously,
are,
but in their 20s as well. Sorry. That didn't make sense.
Obviously, they've lived together their whole lives.
They're siblings.
But, like, the thing is, like, there's definitely perks to having a twin, because there's just like, but I think it's the same as having a sister, especially if you're a girl or a brother. Like, you always have that person with you. Mm-hmm. My part about having a twin is I just think about, like, being in middle school or being, like, younger and going through puberty and everything, and, like, boys are just like, so-and-so is the hotter twin.
I would hate my life.
That would make me spiral.
And they do it.
They do
literally
it.
Every time.
Everyone's always got to point out the hotter twin.
Yeah. Or the cooler twin.
The cooler twin. Yeah.
It's always going to be a competition. That's my point. I'm like, I don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't want it.
Me either.
I already have to compete with my amazing, cool, individual, unique, loving, cool, exciting, smart sisters. And I'm sick of it.
Yeah. I don't have to compete with anyone. No, I'm joking. Okay. So the thing is with this See You Next Tuesday of the week, like you said, there's a little bit more going on. I think I looked into it a little bit. There might be a little bit of, I think it's called postpartum psychosis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sense. Where it's truly like...
Something's going on upstairs.
Something's going on upstairs. And there was another theory also, which two very separated things. The one's very sad, like, because that is unfortunately what happens after postpartum, mm-hmm. or you deal with a lot of stuff emotionally and mentally. Mm-hmm. Other people are like, she in a cult? Because her family 100% agrees with this.
What?
Yes.
What? Who would be like, yeah?
Her whole family is like, yeah, no, you should definitely do that. And okay. The husband's like...
So I see where she gets it from.
Yeah. So I'm like, it could totally be. Could totally be the PPP, if we will.
It's not funny, Shannon.
It's not funny.
It's not funny.
She's talking to herself.
Oh, funny, yes. Sorry, if I'm angry at myself, I call myself Shannon. So
it's not funny, Shannon. So it could be that. But the fact that your entire family and your parents are like, you should totally raise them as twins.
But this weekend, we have another See You Next Tuesday photo shoot. You guys, first of all, Shannon again with the marketing, like, eats down. But we're going to kill it this time. And I'm so excited. Our last photo shoot today was like the most fun I've had in forever, and it was so stressful but so much fun. So can't wait for you guys to see that.
We'll plan better this
time. We're gonna be like on our shit, and then I'm so excited. And then we have so much to talk about next week, dude. Like, we're gonna have so much to talk about.
Because since it's Tuesday, obviously Tell Me Lies, the season finale, has not come out. So we're going to have to wait to talk about that until next week.
That's outrageous.
I know. And Halloween's coming up.
A little makeup look while we chat. So that'll be super exciting. And yeah, I think we have so much fun stuff coming up. And October is going to be amazing for us. And I'll be with you every step of the way, girl.
I know. I actually live here now.
I know. She does. Go ahead and rent a room.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I work for my room here. I walk in here, I wake up, I go, gotta go to my day job.
Her back is hurting from carrying this, okay?
Yeah.
So, anyways.
I come with the fun stories.
Yeah, you do. You come with everything, honestly. And the fans. And the diehard fans.
God. I like how I looked at your camera as if it can see.
All right. Well, I am so excited to update you guys next week. We have so much to talk about. I had so much fun talking about all the things on this episode. So I love you guys. And famously,
she forgot to tell you to like, comment, and subscribe. And of course, our DMs are always open. That just rolled off like it was like riding a bike how I said that.
Yeah, it was. And how dare I forget? Dang, girl.
Okay. I had to tell my fans. Don't worry.
Of course. Of course. To Shannon's fans only, we love you. Thank you for checking in, for sending us all of your quirky, cool, fun comments and additions. So anyways, famously,
we'll see you next Tuesday.